buttoning up your house. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We've been following Matt Grokoff with Greenovation.tv as he tries to make his home the oldest net zero energy home in America. Last time we talked to him, instead of replacing his windows, he was refurbishing the 110-year-old wood-framed windows. Lester Graham checked in to see just how well that worked.
The old windows in Matt's house were really drafty, but he didn't like the idea of all the resources, energy, and cost that replacing the windows meant. So he got some help, took them apart, got them working right, painted them, and sealed the window panes and the gaps. Today's the big test. Nick Hemhold is with the Clean Energy Coalition. He's conducting a blower test to see whether the Grokoff house is any tighter.
What kind of improvement did just refurbishing the old windows do for the house?
Roughly two-thirds. The air infiltration was reduced.
Is this typical when you see a house just replace the windows?
I have never seen this before. I'm very impressed with the amount of leakage that was reduced from this repair. So this is really, really impressive.
So a 66% reduction in air infiltration just by fixing up the old windows. Matt Grokoff's pretty happy.
I think it's a lot better than new windows because we've proven that you can make these old windows way more energy efficient and for a lot less money.
But that's not today's project. Today's project is putting these new storm windows on, which I have to say really look nice.
It looks great. The house, it looks amazing right now. And especially in a historic district, putting a good storm window on is accepted by a lot of historic associations. The big bang for the buck that we're going to get out of these storm windows is the low E glass that we have and a little bit of thermal insulation by creating a secondary glazing. So what that means is now we have almost the equivalent of a dual pane window.
You mentioned low E glass. What's that and what does it do?
Low E stands for low emissivity. And what that means is that low E glass is really just an invisible coating that keeps the heat from coming into your house and heating it up like a greenhouse. I can show you right here. If you put your hand here, we've got this just a single pane up right now.
Yeah, I can feel the sunshine coming through. Yeah,
and you can feel the sill. If we switch this up, pull the storm window down with the low E glass, you can feel almost instantly how much cooler it is. You don't get that greenhouse heat coming through.
Cool.
And the other cool benefit is it filters out all the UV light, so it prevents your furniture from getting bleached and everything. And we've got that red sofa over there facing a south wall, so we could use all the help we can to keep our furniture from fading.
I don't know about you, but when I think about storm windows, I think about those old bare aluminum windows that I always thought were kind of ugly. Those days are past. Bill Trapp with the George W. Trapp Company supplied these new windows. And he says they come in a lot of colors to match paint schemes.
And we have people calling us from all over the country right now, getting storm windows in gray and red and green and all these different colors. And also, there's different levels of storm windows as well. And I like to think we make the tightest one out there.
Well, all I know is they passed the old Matt Grokoff test. So, Matt, that's the storm windows. And I guess I'll talk to you on your next project.
Thank you, Lester, and here's to staying cool.
That's Matt Grokoff with Greenovation.tv. I'm Lester Graham with the Environment Report.
You can check out photos of the new storm windows and see more of Matt's adventures in his quest for the oldest net zero home at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.